Your greatest asset isn't how much money you have or your house. It's you. You matter, and you're awesome. Don't fight us on this one. Ask your friends. Visit BetterHelp.com/LoveHour.
Love Hour.
And take care of number one with some online therapy, because you deserve to invest in your greatest asset, you. Again, visit BetterHelp.com/LoveHour.
Love Hour.
And make sure to take care of your greatest asset, which is you. And now let's get to the episode.
Let's continue this conversation about Greece before we start, because we've been spending 5 to 10 minutes.
Do you want to continue to lie?
We might as well just finish the conversation.
So you want to continue to lie?
I just want you to be quiet for 1 second.
I just want
to let me appeal to the audience or to Cam. Cam is here today. By the way, Joshua's out. He's being a rich boy, and he's staying in Arizona so he could play a round of golf today and tomorrow. So we got Cam behind us, the ones and twos. Can I just say this without your interruption?
You can try.
Okay. Melissa contests that I have not seen Grease, the movie, because I don't know everything about the movie, being the songs, the order, every character's name. I contest that I have seen Grease once, and that's all I needed. I actually don't feel one way about Grease. I'm not even saying it's a bad movie. It was fine. I'm not a huge fan of musicals
anyway. I
have
questions for
you. Hold on. I'm not taking a Grease quiz.
Yes, you are.
You are literally making the opposite point of what
I'm
making.
No, yes, we are. Because these are iconic things.
The point that I'm making is, it's not iconic to me if I've only seen it once.
Yeah, but you should remember the iconic things.
Before you quiz me, here's my point for when I get these questions wrong. If I've only seen a movie once, and if I did see it, this was when Melissa lived on Fort Lewis, which was at minimum 18 years ago, 20 years ago, okay? I never watched Grease again. I am not going to remember everything about a movie that I only saw once. Now, on the other side of that, Melissa's family loves this movie. They've watched it hundreds of times. Okay, so obviously she's going to remember more. She thinks that because I don't remember everything about a movie I saw once.
Yeah, but you should remember. Tell me about it.
Why? Cam made this point as well. And this is my final point, then I'll take your little stupid quiz and get probably more than you think. Cam's point was, if the movie don't mean that much to me, I'm probably not even watching it very intently. Right? Grease is a whole bunch of kids in high school singing, having slick hair and cool cars, pink ladies, T-Birds, all that stuff. The main thing I remember is them people was too old in the face to be 16 anything. Okay? Them people looked like they just finished fighting the Vietnam War, and then they came back to spend their GI Bill on a house. Okay? They were not nobody's 16-year-old. One girl, maybe the maraschino cherry girl, looked like she could have been a sixth-year senior. Rizzo was 49. Kaniki was 68.
No, that's true.
Okay? John Travolta looked younger then, but still not young enough to be in high school. Mind you, which is a weird thing I'm about to say, we have a child in high school who looks like he is 3 years old. John Travolta looked like a chemistry teacher.
Okay? They were old.
So
you know who was the original person that was going to get it outside of John Travolta?
No idea.
You don't?
Val Kilmer?
No.
Who was popping in 1978?
The original.
Oh, Fonzie?
Yes.
What's Fonzie's name?
Fonzie.
Henry Winkler.
No, he his name is the Fonz.
He could have easily been that role.
Yeah, he was originally out for the role, and then
why
they gave
he didn't
it
take
to
take it?
I don't know those details.
I love Henry Winkler. He's the funniest in he's really funny in Barry. Have you seen Barry? Yeah. Oh my God, he's
Henry
great.
Winkler?
He's
Henry
in Barry.
Winkler, he ain't going to glory?
No, he's around.
How old is he?
He old. He could be in Grease as a high schooler right now. That's how old he looks great for his age. He's probably 88, which means if he was in Grease,
75.
He would be a 17-year-old. Okay, give me this Grease quiz.
Okay, here we go. Where did John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John's character meet?
Was it a? Is this? I have to guess fully.
Yes.
Oh my God! A fair? Was it at a fair?
No, that's
didn't have
the
a fair.
End.
Okay, that's at the end. At a soda fountain shop.
Look at the answers, Kev.
Oh, the beach?
You didn't see this movie. It's the opening scene.
I don't remember a beach at all. Okay.
You only get
I
one
thought
more.
This was going to be multiple choice.
No.
No, give me 10. Let me see if I would at least
I don't
pass.
Have 10 because you're not going to know enough. What extracurricular activity Did Sandy join at school to, like, be with the cool kids?
Beauty school?
That's the wrong character.
Who's Sandy? Olivia Newton-John?
Yeah. This man did not see. How do you even confuse beauty school dropout of Olivia Newton-John's character? Look at the answers, Kiff.
Cheerleading? Is that right?
Yes!
I'm over two.
Because you did.
Give me a couple more.
Watch.
That's very specific.
Okay. The argument that Sandy and John Travolta's character had was where?
At the Max.
You didn't see this
movie. I don't know. Where?
Oh, was it the football game? Yeah, at the movie diner. Okay, that's what I thought.
I was saying. Diner?
At the movies.
Ah.
Who threw a drink on who?
Oh, my God.
I mean, there was a milkshake inside that diner.
Okay, let me just tell you one thing, first of all. I only know five characters' names. I actually don't even know John Travolta's name.
It's Lizzo.
Rizzo.
Rizzo. I keep saying it wrong.
Okay, Rizzo.
Oh,
wait.
I said who? Never mind.
Rizzo.
It was Rizzo. But who did she throw it on?
Kanicki, because he was cheating on her. She thought he was cheating on her. And that's because she looked like a lunch lady. I thought questions going to be like...
I do keep saying Lizzo, but you're right. It is
Rizzo. Kanicki. What's John Travolta's character name? Danny.
Yeah, Danny Zuko.
Danny, Sandy, and...
Oh, Pamela says she's seen these movies a lot. She ain't seen it.
Dang.
Oh, forget about it. You ain't seen it.
Evelyn Lozada. Who cares anyway? There's no prize for knowing that much about Greece.
Someone said the fact that you're thinking of these questions off top. I'm actually just trying to
I
go through the movie.
I thought you were looking at a quiz.
No, I was going to. But
look
these
at
were,
a quiz.
No, these are too hard.
No,
Kev, these
do
are hard.
Do a basic Greece quiz. I guarantee you I'll do better. Because you're trying to pick the most hardest stuff.
No, I actually was trying to pick the scenes that were iconic in the movie. Where is Sandy from? Australia, Austria, England, France.
England.
No.
Australia. She had an Australian accent?
Yes, you did. Who is the main character in Grease and the main... Oh, Grease 2. Never mind. You're going to know that
Michelle Pfeiffer.
No, it was Sandy and Stephanie.
Oh. Okay. Olivia Newton-John was in it too?
In 2.
Oh.
Okay. What is the name of the gang that Michael wants to get into?
Chocolate Cherry Attack. Okay, I don't know anything.
The T-Birds.
Oh, I thought you said game.
Gang.
Oh, T-Birds and Pink Ladies.
Yes.
I do know that.
Okay.
I didn't hear gang. I heard game.
Okay. Hold on.
Give me half a credit for that one.
Okay, we got it. This one's hard. I didn't even know this one. What's Rizzo's real name in the movie?
Cynthia.
Betty. And actually, it is Betty. But I didn't know.
Do
that.
I know even one answer?
Okay, I'm trying to get.
If I don't know one,
I
answer,
gave you the easy one.
How many
ones?
Questions are in this quiz?
30.
Okay, if I don't get at least 3, I will tell you I never seen it because none of.
But this includes.
Okay, don't give me Grease 2.
Yeah, Grease
15 questions, I should at least get.
Okay,
3.
You probably should know this one.
Okay.
Who is the girl that Kanicki takes to the dance off?
It's not Rizzo. Is this why Rizzo gets mad at him?
Yes.
Maraschino then.
No, she low-key was trying to get with the
Who
news
is it?
Dude. Cha-Cha.
I told y'all I only know 5 people's names. And if I don't have
Look
no multiple choice.
Y'all know.
Multiple choice. I really got to know without multiple choice.
We're done here.
Just give me 3 more. I want to get one. I got one to say something right.
Oh, my God. Okay. That's Grease 2. Oh, I just told you this.
Okay.
Danny letters in what sport to impress Sandy? Thank you.
This I remember.
No, that's because I just told you that.
No, I remember.
What was the coach's name?
Harlan Sanders.
I just told you.
The Fonz. All right, let's do our first ad.
Okay, we're taking a break from this episode to tell you about BetterHelp. They are a sponsor of the Love Hour podcast. And as I told you guys, Kevin and I have recently started couples therapy. It has literally been the single most revolutionary thing we have ever done in our relationship, period. Having a third party walk you through whatever it is you're going through in your relationship is quite literally the best things that you can do for yourself. And not only that, individual therapy is also phenomenal because a couple really is two individuals coming together. And so working on yourself in effect is also working on your relationship. BetterHelp is not a crisis line. It is not self-help. It is professional therapy done securely and online. So you get the convenience of therapy and the importance of therapy without the inconvenience of traveling. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. They make it really easy to break up with your therapist. Should your therapist not work for you and you need to move on to another person, you don't have that awkwardness that can exist sometimes when you're like, this isn't really a match for me, and maybe you feel bad. They take that away and kind of facilitate that process for you. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change therapists if needed. Please do not be discouraged if you need to change therapists. It quite literally is just part of the process. But once you find someone that works well with you, I promise you it will be worth it. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit their website and read the testimonials that are posted daily. Visit BetterHelp.com/lovehour. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, and join the over 2 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people have been using BetterHelp that they are recruiting additional therapists in all 50 states. Special offer for Love Hour podcast listeners. You will get 10% off your first month at BetterHelp.com. HELP.com/lovehour. And now let's get back to the episode. All right. So this is what we're going to do. We are going to do love in action. I'm sorry, Cam, but I grabbed three cups. So you're here as well.
Oh, boy.
He's with it. So the soda that we are drinking. Sorry. The soda that we are drinking today is pumpkin pie soda in your honor. This was actually Catherine's idea. She sent me a link to Amazon and I bought it immediately, and there's like a six pack, and Joshua sent me fruity Kit Kat flavored things.
Fruity Pebbles.
So I bought that as well. So we'll be trying that next. So everyone take a little bit. We actually tried bacon soda.
We had bacon soda off camera. Here you go, Cam. This was JoJo who is taking Melissa's love for this on.
It's my favorite thing.
We had a... Was it just bacon?
It was just bacon.
Bacon-flavored soda. Josiah almost threw up.
I did too.
Melissa almost threw up. It tasted like...
musty beet juice.
You know what? Okay, so if you ever fried bacon in a pan...
Yes.
You know, like, after it cools, it has that, like, congealed grease?
Yes. Yes.
It tasted like you took some water in that and mixed it up and put it in there.
It was the worst. Oh, and this is... Okay, always smell it first because it gives you... Oh,
let
you
me see
tasted
the
it.
Ingredients?
I've been smelling it.
Oh.
This smells like orange soda.
I was trying to find the ingredient list, but I can only find
carbonated
the
carbonated water, sugar, sodium benzoate, citric acid, natural
that
flavors.
That sound like terrible, terrible, terrible.
What was in those little pumpkin spice, like... Yes. Little filter things?
Yes.
I don't want to...
It tastes
like
an air fryer.
Yes. Okay, ready?
I want to say one more thing.
Okay.
Oh, beet juice. That was one of the ingredients.
That was one of the ingredients.
Okay, here we go. Two, love in action.
Love in action. Oh, it stinks. It's not bad.
It tastes like I'm walking into a Michael's.
That is exactly what it tastes like.
It does.
It tastes like you're walking into a Michael's. It tastes like the pumpkin spice pine cones.
Yes.
It tastes like a pumpkin spice.
It tastes like the smell of the pumpkin pie pine cones. Just the pine cones during the holiday season.
Yeah, it smells like a Michael's. This is exactly what Michael's smells like.
Oh, how interesting.
It's that fresh kind of fall-y. But they smell like that all year, though.
They kind of do have that thing.
They have that fall, you know, harvesty. This is harvest night.
It is so interesting to taste something that smells. It tastes like the smell of something. It's actually not bad, though.
It's not.
I mean, I couldn't drink the whole bottle.
I want to say something real quick, though.
Someone says it's cinnamon. That's a good... I don't think it's cinnamon, though.
It is cinnamon and nutmeg, I think, is the... And allspice.
Maybe it's allspice. I think allspice is the spice.
It's the spice that makes... I think that's the spice in pumpkin spice. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Black people.
Or cloves. That is also the spice.
Cloves, I think, is what I'm smelling in the Michaels.
It's like a spice soda. That's
what it is. Yes. All I ever said about pumpkin pie was I like it, okay, and I eat it. The blacks have taken that to mean I like all things pumpkin pie and I don't like sweet potato. For the millionth time, just because I like pumpkin pie doesn't mean I don't like sweet potato. Okay, now the one thing I don't like about sweet, I do like sweet potato. Some people, they be having strings in it, and I just hate that. I hate the strings. Pumpkin pie, at least store-bought pumpkin pie, it never has strings in it, okay? And also, here's the thing, blacks. Let me tell you.
Stop saying blacks.
You all think your grandma makes the best sweet potato pie. Some of your grandmas suck at it.
Hello?
Okay? You just like it because you've always eaten it.
Can I tell?
And Australian people like Vegemite because they've always eaten it. That doesn't mean it's good. Some people's grandmas like suck at making sweet potato pie because everybody takes my grandma's pie. Your granny stinks.
I've yet to have a really good sweet potato pie.
Oh, and now throw her under the bus.
I didn't say it. Actually, my truth is I don't like sweet potato pie. To be honest, I don't really like pumpkin pie either. To be honest, you can keep them both.
Melissa don't really like pies.
I do like pie-ish. However, when Danny
pie-ish?
Made... Yeah, it depends. I don't really be getting down with pie. But when Danny mixed the sweet potato and the pumpkin...
Sweet po' pumpkin.
And made this... That was delicious.
I'm a little jealous of you and Danny.
Why?
Because every time I go out of town, you go to Danny's house or she comes to our house.
Listen, y'all.
And she cooks and you put it on Instagram. And then when I'm in town, she never comes over. I never see her.
We be busy during the week. It'd so be the I weekends feel like, that we have all the shenanigans.
Oh, yeah. I feel like you're purposely keeping her from me. Before I went on tour, I used to eat her cooking
once
a month at minimum. Okay? She had made this salmon Caesar salad that was out of this world.
So good.
And now I feel like she is like, oh, Kev gone. What
she
amazing thing can I make?
She is prepping. She's doing a cookbook, so she's like testing out the recipes. And she's like, I'm making all this food. You guys come over. Me and Mel ate like we were pigs in heaven. I mean, Danny made this pot roast that was so good. And then she took the pot roast and put it inside of like a quesadilla. I don't even know why she did that.
That sounds amazing.
Put cheese on the outside of it.
A pot roast quesadilla?
Yeah, the basis of it is like how to remix, like, you know, when you make something and you don't have stuff. So she made the pot roast and then she put it inside of a baked potato. Fire.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Then she put it inside of this like quesadilla thing. Fire.
That sounds good.
Then
too.
She made this apple pie something. Fire.
That sounds
then
good.
Then she
too.
Made this homemade ice cream and then added this swirl stuff. I'm not going to tell y'all what it is.
That sounds good too. Everything sounds good. I'm also hungry.
Then we go to this restaurant and they have this vodka infused pineapple.
Mm-hmm. That's,
pineapple infused vodka.
Oh my gosh. What's the name of that restaurant?
Del Frisco. She made it with vodka, rum.
Why black folks don't pronounce the D in vodka?
Vodka. It is just vodka.
We don't.
Vodka,
never, that D
rum,
needs its
tequila,
representation.
And something else. Fire.
Why don't blacks pronounce the D in vodka?
Why do we need to?
It's vodka.
No, it's not.
We be like, I don't do none of that vodka.
You've never heard anyone say vodka.
I just realized as you said that. Diddy don't even say it when he's talking about Ciroc. Ciroc Ultra Premium Vodka.
It was delicious. That's
vodka.
All I'm
it's Russian. Somebody said pumpkin pie equals Justin Bieber. I love Justin Bieber too. Okay. I was a full adult male.
I like Justin.
Going crazy on that Never Say Never album. He's stronger than me, taller than me. He's older than me, wiser than me. I don't care what you think.
Listen.
I made my niece think I bought that album for her. I already had it.
Oh, they said the D is silent anyways in vodka, so it is vodka.
For blacks, it is.
Hello?
Not for Russians.
I think it is
just
vodka.
Yeah, because your friends are white, Cam.
I'm Russian, too.
Are you? Yes.
So
Russians
do you
love
say the D.
Yeah. Vodka. That's what I'm saying.
No one said
it's
that.
It's very pronounced in the way it's... Russians do vodka. That's their thing, right? Yeah. They like K, too. They like the letter K.
Vodka pro...
Stolichana. I want to go to Russia one time. I wish we didn't have such terrible international relations with them because it's a beautiful. St. Petersburg, man.
Hush.
I want to go there.
Vodka. British English.
Vodka.
Well, you thought they weren't going to pronounce the D?
Yes. Because why would they? Actually, for English, she said it's vodka.
Yeah.
What?
In American English, vodka.
See? Vodka.
She did not say that. Well,
that's what she said.
Play it again.
I will not. I shall not. I will not. Okay, you read, Kev?
I'm ready.
What were we supposed to talk about? We did Love in Action, right?
Yes. How many more sodas do we have?
Like three more. Like three
I'm
or four
low-key
more.
I'm low-key one. I want to know how far we'll
corn.
Go.
We have a sweet corn one.
I want to know how far we'll go. There's some things that I want to try that are like balut and durian.
But can you get it shipped here?
I think you can get durian from some Asian markets in L.A.
Okay, well, then that's the only thing.
Tim,
you have to get it.
Tim and Dumbfounded say
the
there
only
are
thing
things.
Is, I don't want to be disrespectful to other cultures where this is considered, like, really, really good. And my
I get that.
Uncultured American tongue will be like, this is, that. You know, that's kind
of. You'd be really afraid of, we'd be really afraid of offending people.
Yeah.
You just don't want to, you don't
want
to.
Yeah, I don't want to offend, you know, if they, you know, you really enjoy or whatever. I just don't want to do that. Pumpkin pie sodas, corn soda.
Yeah, nobody,
ain't nobody tied that. Nobody care.
Let me tell you what, you want to taste something that I'm going to tell you that I know is gross before we move on? That matcha.
Oh, right. Matcha's gross.
Matcha Kit Kat. Ugh.
That wasn't good. That wasn't good at all. I don't recommend that.
When we were in Houston Improv.
I disagree. The matcha Kit Kat was very good.
You liked it?
You liked it?
Cam. What? I had a...
Do you like matcha?
I don't like matcha.
Then of course you're not going to like it.
I don't like matcha.
That's a good point.
That is a great point.
We were in Houston Improv, and I made tea. Green tea. I thought it was just green tea.
Oof.
And it turned out to be matcha green tea. And I bow. Matcha tastes like warm grass.
Yes.
Matcha.
Why do you like that?
Well, I don't like it, it warm. It actually has to be cold for me to like matcha.
Yeah.
Oh. I've never had it cold. I've never had it
like
cold.
Like, I had matcha ice cream. It was great. I made a Kit Kat matcha milkshake.
Cameron! Mochi? Matcha mochi?
Yeah.
Mochi already has a weird, like a different texture.
Yeah, that's because it's got the what is it?
It's like
dough. It's like dough.
Yes.
Do you not like mochi either?
No.
No, I don't like mochi.
It is. It's like a dumpling that's candy,
and I also
but not
don't
quite
like,
sweet enough to be candy.
I don't like dumplings either, to be honest.
Oh,
that was
I
one thing
like
my
dumplings.
Grandma would make, and I'm just like, this just tastes like a biscuit that's not cooked. And I hate that, like. You know?
Cam is on the cam.
Cam's Melissa. Melissa and
me
Cam.
Me and Cam be.
They have a budding relationship.
We do.
Melissa come home and be like, you know, me and Cam was doing the love on stage. And we was out here going crazy. Cam is just a likable guy.
Cam is always in here in the studio. Like 9 times out of 10, you're going to be in here with Cam. And so every time I'm shooting love on stage and we're watching the date or anything low key, Cam be in here the whole time. I'm like, what you think about this? She good, ain't they? Ooh, I'm excited. Me and Cam be in here talking.
Love on stage is actually, I know it's our show, but if I took myself out of it, I would enjoy this show.
I watched a few episodes. Just like I've waited to see them until like I kind of like forgot about stuff. It looks and
it's
and
a
very
great
good.
Look. It looks like a show.
Oh, I'm
so
like
on fully ABC invested. Or NBC. Like you'd see it on mainstream.
Yes.
Yes.
I need YouTube to like low key pick it up. Yes. I think
somebody's
going to
buy
huge.
The show. I think I would bet $100 that our first licensed show will be Love on Stage.
It's the most broad audience we've
and production value is up there. Mm-hmm. But you also take it down like when you did the six in a thing. It's the best of that, and the fact that you did a little bit more work to get the Dater's high quality camera.
Yes,
was smart because low key. I mean, Married at First Sight, I love it, but that couples cam, that footage be looking like a regular YouTube vlog.
Yeah.
So
I mean,
anyway,
it really is.
It's a great show. I know we made it, but I can unbiasedly say it's a fantastic show.
I really enjoy it. And this week is when we're announcing these matches.
I know. I've been waiting for this.
This is what everyone has been waiting
for. You guys are in for a treat.
Oh my gosh. We just did our date 2, date 3 is this week, which I'm also really excited about. We just confirmed what we're going to do for the finale. Okay, sir, we see it.
Look at the difference in lightness between my bottom.
That's because you were in Arizona getting tan. It was hotter than a mug.
Dog.
How hot? What was the weather?
It was 110 degrees.
Was it really?
Yes. By 1 o'clock. No, by
y'all
10
been
o'clock.
Outside.
It was. I know. We didn't. I did my walk at like 9 a.m. because that's when it was still like 80 degrees. By 1 o'clock, it was over 100, and it's over 100 until 10 or 11 o'clock at night.
That's the part that's the devil. Yeah, it should not be that hot that late.
Tempe, Arizona, their mascot is the Sun Devil.
Mm. Apt.
Apt. Honestly, I'm actually sad because we didn't have HelloFresh. I had came home, and I thought Melissa had made some HelloFresh, and I was like, because I've been on the road eating a lot of food from delivery services, and I was like, you know what I would love? I'd love HelloFresh, which is now the proud owner of Green Chef. Okay, so you got the two of the best things coming together, you know, because Green Chef had all this stuff and HelloFresh had this stuff. Now with their powers combined, they are the new improved HelloFresh. And it's just an amazing service. You don't have to worry about going to the grocery store. You don't have to worry about spending a lot of crazy money. You don't have to worry about finding all the ingredients. HelloFresh does it all for you.
We recently, the meal that Kevin missed last night was their special sauce house burgers with grilled onions and garlic potato wedges. When Kevin's out, you know, when your husband's away is usually the time that I do cheat meals with my kids because they don't be caring. And so burgers, potato wedges, sign me up.
Sign me up.
Sign me up to the Christian Jubilee. They prepackaged for the Christian Jubilee.
But you know about Greece.
they prepackage everything. They make it really, really simple to get all of your ingredients and make really gourmet-style meals that you do not have to shop for, or most importantly to me, I don't have to think about, because there is no question that brings me more anxiety than the question, what's for dinner?
Mm-hmm.
It just is stress inducing.
It's the worst
for me.
We have too much time to think about.
I have too many things to think about, and so to allow HelloFresh to take at least one of those thoughts off of my mind and go to the grocery store for me, sign me up. Right now, you can go to HelloFresh.com/LoveHour14 and use code LoveHour14 for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/LoveHour14 and use code LoveHour14 for up to 14 free meals, including free shipping. As the world is kind of opening back up, but also kind of not. But regardless, if you are traveling and you're a woman, one of the things you do not want to pack with you often is your period. But in the event that she decides to be an uninvited guest, we want to tell you about Flex, because Flex can make your period a little bit more manageable while you are traveling. And they have two options in case you are new to the world of, you know, menstrual products, alternatively to pads and tampons. And you're like, I don't really know because I'm scared it's going to look like a whole entire CSI scene when using this. So, like, I'm going to need to be slowly introduced. And so they do have two options for you. They have the Flex Cup and they have the Flex Disc. Really quickly, I'm going to explain the two. The disc is reusable. It is made of medical grade silicone. You stick it up enough, it will last up to 12 hours depending on your flow. And when you do it right, there will be no leaks. One of the things that's really important and actually kind of a learning process with the whole situation is that you learn to be really in tune with where your body parts are, like your cervix, for example. Half the time, we don't know where it's at. We don't know what it feel like. You be up in there, you know, feeling like, I don't know really what this is. But so it's a good time to, like, learn your own anatomy. And you will accidentally learn or intentionally learn, like, do you have a high cervix? Is it low? Is it tilted? These are things that are really important just to, like, your overall health that most women do not know. And you very quickly learn as you're inserting the cup and you're like, it ain't working the way it's supposed to. That's your cue. Go talk to your OBGYN. Ask them, like, is it high? Is it low? Is it tilted? Like, what's going on? And it'll help you insert the cup better, have a more secure fit, and you won't have any leaks. If you don't want to use the cup or you're not ready quite to commit, you can use the disc. The disc is reusable. You use it once and you toss it. It lasts for up to 12 hours. And the benefit of it is you can have sex on your period mess-free. Your partner will not feel it because it's tucked up behind your cervix, and they can't feel it. There will be no complaints. They won't have no issues, and you can do what you got to do. Get it on and pop in, and it will be leakless, messless, and very pleasurable for the both of you. I don't guarantee it, but it's highly likely.
Give it a shot.
Give it a shot.
You spend all the money on a vacation, get a little bit of the cooch.
Yes. All right. So say goodbye to cramps, put sex back on the table, and lend Mother Nature a hand. Go to flexfits.com/lovehour and use code lovehour for 20% off Flex Disc Starter Kit or 10% off your first Flex Cup plus free U.S. shipping. That's lovehour at flexfits.com/lovehour.
Lovehour.
We'll do really quickly because we only got 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be quick. This week's in the Fredericks household. This is our first time kind of announcing it publicly. I announced it on my personal Facebook page, but that's it. The Fredericks family is getting a puppy.
Big news. Big news. Well, at least in our family.
It's huge news in our family.
Well, do you want to talk about the reasons you didn't want a dog for your whole life?
Yes. I didn't want a dog because having a family full of men, I was assured and ensured that they would not take care of this dog properly and it would cause me to take care of the dog and therefore my house would be a mess and not cleaned and pee and poop everywhere. And I would just, it just wouldn't be a pleasant experience for me. It wouldn't be a pleasant experience for the dog. It would be a pleasant experience for my family.
I don't
think
the dog minds. No, wherever because, he pees and poops,
no, but
it's not really his concern.
What I've learned, and we can get there, but through my now research of training a dog, being frustrated at the dog, being angry at the dog, trying to teach the dog through that is counterproductive for the dog.
Oh, okay.
That's not pleasant for them either.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. I thought you said he was going to be frustrated.
They'll know
people.
When you're upset at them.
Exactly.
So if you're upset at them all the time,
they'd be like,
they're going to act away.
Yes. And I don't want that. It's unfair to the dog. Really, it's unfair to me, but it's unfair to the dog. And so I just didn't want that. So, yeah, girl, it wasn't my thing like that. But Joe has been asking us for a dog since...
Since he was...
A baby little.
For probably...
Since he could understand dog.
I think that might be the thing he's asked for on Christmas from maybe four.
Child, it could be a random Thursday. On any year,
literally
to his birthday, to Christmas, he has consistently asked for this. And I'm actually happy, while it wasn't intentional, I'm actually happy that he's older and he can take on the responsibility of caring for the dog that he simply could not at seven.
I agree. I was actually talking to him about this a couple months ago. And I was like, how do you feel about not being able to get the dog? He's like, actually, and this was, I remember we were walking to Trader Joe's, Whole Foods. And he came on a walk with me and he was like, I get what mother is saying. I want a dog, but I can't imagine walking it in, cleaning up after it. So it will fall on her, and that's unfair.
Yeah.
But I still want
it. Yeah, he still wanted it, but I'm happy he understood. So fast forward to, obviously, with the recent events in, Tony's life with Serene, and one of the things that stood out to me that Tony talked about a little bit on his Instagram was, he was like, man, regret's been hitting me hard. And mm-hmm. he, publicly shared that. I'm not sharing anything that he told us privately.
Yeah.
And it stuck with me because I was like, God forbid, but if something were to ever happen and the one thing my child has been asking me for is something as simple as a puppy, as simple as a dog, and I can offer that to him, why would I not?
Yeah. And man, when we told him, he had a very strong reaction.
Oh, my God.
He was... so happy.
He cried.
He was like, really?
Jojo? A plastered smile on his face where he was just like literally. And you could see his eyes like gloss over. And I knew the tears were going to come. I think I said like, are you about to cry?
And anytime your eyes, once the first well over happens and somebody calls it out, the tears are like, well, that's all I needed.
Yeah, it was
And then he
sweetest.
Went from the fake smile to ugly cry.
Yes.
And Melissa embraced him. It was a very sweet, sweet moment. And I was like, there it is. And then Melissa instantly.
I'm all in.
Instantly.
I'm all in.
Became a full-on dog mom. I'm talking about, honestly, and also our Instagram ads immediately.
Oh, yeah. All of them now.
I had never in my life got anything related to pets. The moment we said... getting you a dog. Instagram was like, new sales! New sales! And listen.
Cam dog sits too, because I told them.
He does?
Yes.
Yeah, I take care of Tony's cat and dog.
Do you really?
I do.
Good. He's got a good home then. I instantly became a father of the most exquisite dog.
Yes.
Okay. So Instagram not only sends me ads, they send me the luxury crates. He got the Maserati of crates.
He did.
This thing came in, this crate. I was like, listen, dog, you're going to have the time of your life.
Yes.
But then Melissa went into like research mode, and it's like having a baby.
No, it legitimately is.
It's like having a baby that you have to teach everything.
Everything to.
And I was just like, dang, man, this is like low-key. I just kind of wanted to pet it and stuff and roll a ball.
When y'all know that I become super obsessive, like if it's the same way I was with makeup. I was like, if I'm going to learn this, I'm going to consume everything.
Oh, Melissa was like, we have a family meeting on Sunday.
Yes, so we're having a family meeting today. I have probably watched 30 hours of dog training content. Zach George on YouTube is amazing. The McCain family, I think is what their name is, or McCann, maybe.
I've never even seen a dog training video on YouTube.
Amazing. I have consumed, what do you do in the first 24 hours, the first 48 hours, the first 72 hours? What do you do in the first week? How do you dog crate train? How do you potty train? This dog, I'm going to teach him how to ring. Listen, Kim. I'm going to teach him
this
how to ring a bell
is
to tell me he has to use the bathroom.
He's going
to
be a British diplomat. Somebody said, what's the dog's name? My dog. Was it Missy? My dog's name is Quincy Prescott Jackson.
I love it. I love it.
Do you want to share the name?
Go ahead.
The dog's name is Lamontarius Rowan Fredericks, but he'll be called Monty. But Lamontarius is his full name because he is a black dog. Lamontarius is his full name, but he's going to go by Monty.
He's not black in color.
No, he's just one of my favorite things on TikTok is black people talking to their pets like they are black. This one dude I shared on Twitter, he was fussing at his dog for rushing out into the street. And he was like, you don't do that. You know, if you would have gotten hit, I ain't got that vet bill. Don't run out to that street. We are black, Tony. And I said, why you name that dog Tony? Black people will name that dog Charles.
Yes.
Why y'all naming these dogs people names?
I hate when people name their dogs people's name. Like, if you name your dog Rachel, you should go to jail.
We are black, Tony. Why are you? What about Skip, Max, Razor, Bumpy? These dogs be Corey. Come here, Corey. That's just a name. That's just a person's name. Can't name a dog Corey. Come here, Reggie. Reggie?
No.
Why you name your
Why
dog
Why would
Reginald?
You name your dog Reggie? His name, they said, mine is Jackson Aloysius. I don't know.
Aloysius.
Aloysius. That's his
Lamontarius, not Lamontarion.
Yeah, Lamontarius.
It was either Lamontarius or Montravius.
Isaiah wanted Monterey, which I think Monterey is cute.
Yeah, but that's not black enough.
So, yeah, Kev
Lamontarius.
Lamontarius, but we're just going to call him Monty.
Yes.
And Monty actually came first, and then Kev added
Lamontarius. And I want a little birth. So let me tell you about Melissa Fredericks. She got him a bowl with his name on it. Okay. She got the high value treats.
I did.
Steak and salmon. Chewy. We had download Chewy, which is like Amazon for
every
pets.
Subscription service. I got puppy in a box, bark in a box, dog in a box.
Listen, I'm glad we have him at this stage in our life because he's going to live a life of luxury.
He is.
He's going to be at the Ritz. Kibbles and Bits.
Yes.
I had planned to take him to a dog hotel when we were out of town.
No, he's got to go with Cam.
I didn't know
Cam
was available.
Cam's family.
I didn't know Cam was available. You go to Uncle Cam and learn how to do stop motion videos.
I am so, like, honestly, I really am all in. I'm actually super, super excited. I've literally watched, like I said, every training video. I want to train him. I want to potty. Because it has to be a pleasant experience. And part of the pleasant experience for me is to have a well-behaved, trained dog.
This dog going to wear an ascot when you're done with it.
Yeah, if it's peeing and pooping everywhere, if it's doing what it wants to do, I am, as quickly as I'm all in, I will quickly retreat and be all out. So it had to be pleasant.
Yes.
And this was the way to do it.
The stage crew is asking, what's the breed of the dog?
Oh, really good question, because we didn't share that.
We didn't.
He is a golden doodle. Mm-hmm. So he is Isaiah Jojo. Yes, a golden doodle. Josiah wanted a golden retriever, and I could not commit to a golden retriever.
That dog gonna be bigger than Joe.
Yeah,
golden retrievers are big, strong dogs. They will knock you down.
Yes, and I just couldn't commit to a dog that big, and so I was looking for alternatives to a golden retriever and golden. I didn't even know that was a thing, to be honest.
There's a lot we didn't know.
Yeah, there was so
many. Dogs have changed a lot since we were kids.
I had a Chihuahua.
Esther, that's right. When we met, she had a dog named Esther.
Also lies.
Also, you want to talk about, only thing worse than black names is church people naming pets.
I've had two dogs in my life. One of them, her name was Esther because she was an all black dog.
She was a woman of God.
And my mom was like, no, because Esther was a black woman of God. My mom said that Esther in the Bible was a black queen. And so Esther, our little black chihuahua, was a black queen. And so that was her name. Then I had a chihuahua before we got Esther. And he was a little black and white, or brown and white and black dog. And my mom said, he's so smart. He's wise. So we named him Solomon.
Naming a dog Solomon. I can't even make fun of Melissa because we had a fish tank. Our fish's names, all goldfish. Abraham, Sarah,
wait, fish,
David, fish. Goliath. Those
Why
are the
you
four.
Goliath,
because he was the biggest goldfish. David was a small goldfish, and Abraham and Sarah were married. Sarah got pregnant and jumped out of the fish tank and died. And I was like, okay, this is not a part of the Bible.
You can write your own Bible.
She jumped out of the fish tank. She committed suicide. I was like, it's Sarah. We didn't come home and found her. She was dead. I don't even know how she jumped out of there. She got pregnant.
Terrible.
She was like, I'm out of here. And eventually they all died.
That wasn't
even weird to me as a kid. Pets were named
but
Bible.
Catherine said, "Why you can name your dog Rachel, but you can't name it, or you can name your dog Esther or Solomon, but not Rachel." No, this is my trauma.
Your mom was choosing the names, wasn't
yes.
she?
Yes. Yeah. This is my trauma that I can't stand dogs, animals that have regular people names. I think it's weird.
Esther is just not only a people name, it's a boring Bible name.
It's an old person's name.
You cannot. Come here, Esther. Come here, Esther. Just terrible.
Esther.
Oh, man. So anyway. We're very excited. JoJo's very excited. Isaiah's
very excited. Someone said my sister named her dog Shekinah. The reason why this is hilarious,
churchy.
Because black people, church people, you will see the dog and I see the glory all over this
Oh,
dog.
God. Just
I
stop
just
it.
See the glory.
I see the glory.
And
Let
so.
The glory of the Lord.
Come on, rise above us.
Rise above us.
Let the praises.
Let the praises of our King.
Do what?
Rise above us. Let it rise. That was our song.
It was.
Say, oh.
Let it rise.
That's one of the few songs I used to play on the keyboard.
That is a great song. That's a great when you're going from worship into praise.
Yeah.
That's a
Which
great
is the fast song.
Song
into the slow song.
I don't know why we
song.
Decided that. Worship was this.
Worship is a slow praise song.
Because Kevin and I are looking, we just told you guys we have a new dog and we are looking to buy as many things as possible. We're looking also to buy from small-owned businesses. And hopefully, as a small-owned business, you are using ShipStation.
Yeah, doggone right.
I fumbled my way there, but we're
you
there
got
now.
It. You got
right,
it.
We're there. So if you're starting your own online store, doing what you love, selling products to people, and orders are coming in fast, the hard part often is shipping those products out.
That's easily the hardest part.
Easily. Organizing the orders. Making sure you're getting a good rate on those orders so you're not cutting into your bottom line. But that's where ShipStation comes in because it makes it easy. ShipStation is simple to import, manage, and ship your orders out fast for a lot less money. No matter where you're selling, whether it's Amazon, Etsy, by the way, Etsy is amazing. Mm-hmm. If you are a small business and you make little crafties at home, if you are not selling them on Etsy, I'm not sure what you are doing with your life. I've bought so many things for Monty on Etsy number one, because I do love supporting small-owned businesses, but, like, they just have the cutest things, and it's a great way.
It's Crafty Central stuff.
It's Crafty Central. Yeah. So no matter what you're doing, you don't always have to be on, you know, sell on your own, like, website if you don't have the name like that. Etsy is a great way to have a captured audience, and you know what I'm saying? Like, you should be doing that. And when the orders start coming in because you put your stuff on Etsy, I mean, you're going to need a way to ship it, and so use ShipStation. They offer major discounts at major carriers, including UPS, FedEx, USPS, and they easily compare carriers and choose the best solution for you every single time. You can manage your interface from anywhere, including your cell phone. I actually have our merch lady right now, no lie, in my email asking me if I'm going to do planners for this year because I need to get started on them 2 months ago. But should I decide to do that, you guys know that we use ShipStation to organize and ship our orders because we sell actually through a number of different platforms. All right, ship more in less time. Just use my offer code LOVE to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months free, no hassle, stress-free shipping. Go to ShipStation.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and type in LOVE.
LOVE.
That's ShipStation.com. Enter offer code LOVE. Make ship happen. Patreon, you guys can send us some questions.
We talk so much about random stuff. You should just call this episode. This is a random episode.
The potluck,
the goulash. Just throw us some questions, y'all. The topic you had, let's save that till next week.
Okay. I do have, Nico said, can we get some TBTB merch? I actually do. They actually just came in. No lie. I ordered mugs that say Black Lives, and they're so cute. They literally do look like very luxurious. They didn't come in until, like, what, a week ago, two weeks ago? And I probably ordered them in March or April. Yeah. Easily.
There was a whole pallet in our garage. Yeah. Somebody asked, are we going to get a cat next? Absolutely not. We have not thought about getting a cat. We're not cat people. That is Tony Baker. That is... Cats just... They don't seem as fun. Cats actually, and I do agree with this, they're probably smarter than dogs. They absolutely have more personality than dogs. But they think they're better than humans. And... they think humans are beneath them. Bring me my food and give me a place to live and don't bother me. Right? And I just, what?
I'm waiting.
No, I just have a couple. There's the cats actually did that. Like, cats are known, we're known to it. The reason why they do certain things, like large cats, you don't hear meow. The reason why house cats meow is so that we think they're cute and we give them food and we care for them.
Really?
They trained humans to take care of them. That's what happened. And the reason why they like humans is because rats and that go where humans go, and they eat rats. So that's why they became attracted, very attracted to humans in general.
They're like, you stupid idiots. I go, well, you give me food, you have rats.
I'm not a...
This is all in one... See, I knew they were smarter than us.
Someone
that's
said
why
cats
the Egyptians
are smug and arrogant.
They are.
I agree.
They have a... Cats, they look over their glasses. And I know they don't wear glasses.
No, but they
always
are.
They're very much... This is beneath me. You don't walk cats. Doodle in the house, in the litter box.
I always think that cats are conniving. Like they're up to something.
I saw a TikTok. These people had a cat and a dog. They said that when the cat gets annoyed with a dog, it goes and sits in the dog's cage. Okay. The dog then's like, oh, we're going to go play in there. Comes into the cage. Then the cat goes out, closes the door, not all the way. And they're like, the dog's not smart enough to know that the door's not closed. So he turns around, and then once he's fully in there, the cat closes the door and then is like, thank you, and then walks away and enjoys their day. That is the difference between cats and dogs.
You know why I don't like cats? This is why I don't like cats, because what you just said is just like the devil. It'll take you further than you want to go, deeper than you meant to go, and then leave you there, walk away, and laugh.
But the thing about cats that it seems obvious. You have a cat, Cam?
I don't have one personally, but I grew up with cats all the time.
They do seem easier to manage than dogs.
You think so?
Yes.
Yeah, because I mean, they take care of themselves mostly. Like, you could leave a cat for a weekend and you wouldn't have someone to sit it. It would take care of itself.
They don't overeat their food or nothing?
No, I mean, it depends on the cat. Depends on, like, because cats have different personalities, but they're more likely to. And if, say, they did get into a situation, they'd probably get out of it. Whereas dogs are, I feel, a little more helpless in certain situations.
God.
If a cat doesn't like you, it's going to leave.
Got it.
Dogs don't know to leave.
Yeah, but it's because people trained. I'm going to have a well-trained dog.
Dogs are more fun.
Listen to me.
But low-key, I was
I'm starting a business after this, by the way. No. Literally, on Monday, I'm filing my LLC for Melissa Dog Training, Inc., LLC.
you're going to be one of those influencers who's like taking their dog on the plane. I told Joe, we're not that family.
Every member of our family works. I am waiting to tell Graham I have a dog.
Low key though, while you're playing
the brand deals, I have missed out on all the mommy fluencer stuff because my children don't want to be kid fluencers. Monty, together.
Oh, you get him trained. He can be on camera.
Listen.
Oh, you just wait for
it. When Vine started, there was people's dogs who had millions of followers, and they had brand deals just in picture form.
I followed a dog last night. It's called Kevin the Doodle or Kevin the Snickerdoodle, the Golden, whatever.
Snickerdoodle.
Kevin the Golden Doodle, I think is his Instagram. He had like 35,000 followers.
No.
And it's just the dog.
People like dogs.
I have been
people
unaware.
Like dogs.
Oh, he does already have an Instagram. Kev started it. What is it, Kev?
It's Monty on stage. Of
Monty
course.
On stage.
The brand is strong. Of course it's Monty on stage.
Oh, let me show you guys a picture of
there's
Monty.
There's no picture. I mean, there's no real life pictures of him yet because he doesn't come
we don't
until
get him until
Tuesday
next week. Yeah.
Melissa, you should follow. Do you follow Amazing Gracie Doodle?
No, send him to me. I will. Can they see? They can't, huh?
No. That picture's on the Instagram, though.
Oh, okay.
That's the only picture of him.
If you go to Monty on stage.
He's getting all these followers now.
Is he?
I got to log out.
You go to Monty on
stage.
Oh,
God. I don't have the notifications for Monty off.
Yeah, that's him. The very first picture of Monty on stage is that's him.
He's not following anybody. He's going to be smug. He doesn't follow people.
And this is the thing, though. He's going to have all the things. We forgot to tell this story. Hold on. I have to tell this story. Two stories. Number one, Kevin did film the moment with Joey crying, but I think we've decided we're going to keep that to ourselves.
Yes.
It was just a really...
It was too vulnerable.
Yeah, it's just a really sweet moment that we didn't want to share with everyone. However, I told the boys, I was like, we are taking new family pictures. I do not care. You guys will smile. I need Monty in my family pictures. Don't at me. It is happening. Josiah responded, oh, I've already started clearing the memory storage space in my phone because I'm about to fill it up with pictures of Monty. I said, did you just become a father?
Clearing space out for your...
The fact that this kid literally was like, oh, I need to make room. Let me delete all these photos that don't mean anything because once I get Monty, I need to make sure I have space to have photos of him. This child is a full-fledged father.
That's hilarious.
At 12, almost 13 years old.
I had to turn the notifications off. Stage crew's going crazy.
Follow him. Duh. I'm so excited. I can't wait to... You guys are like the first to know, but I'm...
Yeah, he went from 8 followers to 120.
Well, listen, in the comments section, please put your puppy starter kit. Because I need all the suggestions. In the box, because...
What's in the box?
We need it. Okay, what's another question?
Yes, Lamontarius is his name. His full name is Lamontarius Rowan Fredericks.
Rowan is because that's the name from the... What do you call that? Pound? I don't know. Whatever. That we're getting him from. That it's not a pound.
Kennel?
No, a breeder.
Is he a breeder. From
he's
the breeder.
Brand. Okay, yeah.
And just also, before I didn't want to say we got him for a breeder, but Melissa already said it. I'm sorry, guys.
Oh, sorry. You're right. Yeah, because I know people are going to have stuff to say about
it. Yeah, but this is stage crew. If you want to rescue a dog, you go ahead and rescue it. Okay? That wasn't what the Lord had for us. Amen. We'd be a blessing in a lot of different ways. That was not our ministry. Okay? That's just let somebody else minister that way. And amen. You know what I'm saying? We can make a gift. To a rescue thing. I get it. I know,
But as long as you get them from a responsible breeder.
No, some people don't want you to get them from a breeder, period.
I do get it. I get
both
sides.
That's fine. And also, guys, and people of the world, you don't have to agree with everything we do. I didn't want a rescue dog. I want to be a rescue ranger. I like Chippendale. I like Monterey Jack. But that ain't my testimony. Amen?
Amen. I'm going to debate if we're going to keep that in there. We can take it out if we need to.
I was
to.
Like, girl, we done talked about this.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I honestly didn't think about it because people were asking. Yeah. But
also, people don't have to like everything. So if you don't like it, that's okay. If you want to rescue a dog or a cat or a bird, you go out and rescue them. And I know you. If you want that for us, I want y'all to know from my heart of hearts, you ain't got to agree. because you ain't going to come over and clean up. Okay? Just like I want sweet grits and you don't got to like that. You don't have to agree with. I want me to. I want you to live in your truth and your dislike. If you are out there,
okay, move
don't
on.
At me. I just want y'all to know because nonetheless, they go came on day. It could have been a rescue. You could do the platform. No, I'm not gonna be a great at everything.
All right, move
I wanted
on.
A golden doodle and I wanted to be cute. Okay, let somebody else rescue.
Yeah. Well, there was a very specific type of dog that we wanted.
That's why I just
and. Okay, we moving on, Chad, because I don't know. Right, you ain't got to explain. No, we got maybe 5 more minutes because
no
I might take
Liz.
This out. Okay, yes, Kevin. Oh, wait, what time are we doing the Witcher Call? What time is it?
It's already 3:30.
Oh, let's go. Thank you guys so much for joining us for the most random episode of the Love Hour, probably in the history of the Love Hour. We need to move on. Don't go far, though, because we're doing the Bald and the Beautiful next.
No, we're doing Here's the Thing next.
Oh, Here's the Thing next, and then the Bald and the Beautiful after.
We might as well just keep the same link.
I agree.
I'll just resend it because Angels are they're already here.
Okay.
So we might as well just keep it
bye!
Going. Bye. I mean, not bye, but for now, bye. Bye.